Yeah, Billy, you guys won defensive line of the week from the Big 12 Conference. Just give us your reaction to earning that honor.
Man, it's always an honor just to see the fruits of our labor that we've been putting in since January. But I feel like that's just all of us buying into what the coaches have set for us. And I feel like that's just everybody's willingness to put trust in one another, to trust in the game plan, put trust in the coaches, put trust into the strength and staff, and just trust in each other, trust in God, and then we're just able to perform on Saturdays.
You saw as deep of a rotation at defensive end this past week with guys like Tausili Akana and Nusi Tawepau getting time in that game. Is that fun to see from your vantage point?
Yeah, it's so fun. I just remember when they first got in here in the summer or last winter, and we just really seen our relationship grow from there. I just love to see them play ball.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Billy, I think you guys last year were among the fewest sacks in the nation. This year, I think you're top 25. What is kind of how have you guys transformed that to basically redouble the sack totals?
I feel like we have the guys more to run stunts and run more games. Obviously, we had guys like Tyler Batty, Blake Mangelson, John Nelson. Those guys were more of like stop the run and then just be more physical. But for now, we have like Tausili, we have Nusi Tamoipeau, we have those more speed guys off the edge. And also with me and JT, New, and Bodie, we're also to run those good twist games and also get pressure off the edge and interior too.
And then I've always wanted to ask, you haven't had the chance, what's it like to play for your dad? I know he's not your specific position coach, but what's that kind of dynamic like?
It's a real fun dynamic. He's always told me that I'll have 50 plus coaches within my lifetime, but I'll only have one dad. So if I ever have any football questions or have any questions about the scheme, he just says come to him, and then that's the time where he can put his coaching hat on and take his dad hat off for a minute. But then other than that, when I go home on Sunday's dinners, we just talk about how the week was, how school. But yeah, it's a pretty normal balanced relationship.
Next question from Jay Catch.
I know it's early in the week, but what do you make of Cincinnati? What are you expecting on Saturday?
We're expecting them to give us their best shot, just like every other week. And we know it's their senior night, so they want to put on the best show for their seniors. And they run a tight ship over there. Their O-line looks pretty solid from what I've seen so far. A lot of bells and whistles behind them. But yeah, I know they're going to give us their best shot.
Also wanted to ask you, do you pay attention to the outside noise, whether it's chatter about College World Playoff, Big 12 title game, race, any of that? Do you just pay attention on the outside to that?
Not much. I just have a family group chat on Instagram. I just be sending a lot of reels to there.